Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Walking with the Lord, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message.
So he says, well, wait a minute, before you leave, God, there's one other problem. Who did I tell him sent me? He said, you tell him I am sent you. Amen. I'm telling you today, when God goes before you, God will make a way. God will work through what you're in. God will bring deliverance. God today will bring victory. But you've got to get you and your limitations out of your way. Today you may not have all the abilities that you want, but God's got abilities in you that you can use for His glory. And it's high time you start living for God and serving God and putting Him first and foremost in your life. I don't know if you've heard the latest news, but the Word of God has been declaring this for hundreds of years and thousands of years, that Jesus Christ, the King of glory, is coming one day, and you better be ready to meet Him when He comes. Amen. Praise God. Woo, good Lord, He's good. So we were created to live today. And realizing this, life with great feelings, but God doesn't want our feelings today to control, to dictate, and today to manipulate our path in life that God has for us. So you've got to understand today, you can live life today through Jesus Christ that is unlimited. The Bible says faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And so faith today can move. How many of you got mountains? Just shout amen. God can take care of your mountains. How many of today have got sorrows and trials in your life? God today can take care of those by faith. God can change your despair into delight. Today, faith is what this church was built upon when it was established in 1981 up on a little storefront building on Oakley Avenue that's still there, and a church is actually meeting there. But let me tell you what, it was just not faith that birthed this church and planted this church. It was a faith vision that God gave Pastor Richard Baber, that he saw a vision that God would raise up a church to reach the community for the cause of Christ. Well, I'm glad to tell you today, the doors are still open and God's name is still glorified in this place. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that we serve the Lord by faith. We live by faith and not by sight. And we trust the God of heaven today, who's bigger than whatever we face and greater than whatever we encounter. Because we've got God on our side, we do not need to worry, fret, or be filled with fear. It is time we rise up and build and be the people that God's called us to be, and see through the eyes of faith and trust the Lord in all things, and know today that we serve a mighty and glorious God. Amen. See, what I'm trying to say is this. Faith today is how we operate. This is how we overcome. This is how we obey. And this is how we offer praise to our mighty and glorious and wonderful God. Amen. Even when you don't know where your provision will come from, I'm glad faith says, my God shall supply your every need according to His riches in glory. Faith says, God is my healer. Amen. And my God can heal me. Hallelujah. Well, how does He heal you, Pastor? Two ways He heals you today. One, He heals you with the Word. Amen. You know the reason you're not getting healing? It's because you won't get in the Word. That these words are healing words. Healing words for your soul. Healing words for your mind. Healing words for your body. I'm glad God's a complete healer. With His stripes we're healed. Amen. See today, I can just take this Word and put it into my heart and my life and into my being today, and He can heal me. Amen. And thank God that He can heal me today with His Word. But I'm glad the greatest healing that He's performed in my life and my soul and everything that He's done for me is that one day He found me an old wretched, lost, hell-bound, hell-bent sinner going straight to the bowels of hell. But one day the King came by. One day Jesus made a visitation and He said, I died for your sins on the cross. I paid your debt in full. I've made a way where there is no way, for He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. And let me tell you, on that glorious day, my soul was healed. I just celebrated my spiritual birthday on the 2nd of February, 1975, when I called out for mercy, and thank God, mercy stepped up. And God changed my life, changed my heart, changed my destination, changed everything about me. He's made me a child of the King, and therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. And that's happening in Christ Jesus, and that's the mighty work He'll do in your life. But you better make sure you've been healed spiritually in your soul and you know Him as your personal Savior. He'll also heal you by His touch. By His touch, He'll heal you today. Oh, I'm glad today there's such a touch from God that will heal your body, Heal your soul, heal your mind, heal your life, heal your relationships. That's what our God can do. Amen. Oh, listen, friend, I'm telling you today, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith says you can be saved. Aren't you glad of that? Faith says today you can live in favor. You don't have to just get by. I'm sick and tired. We have accepted the mentality of the world. Well, times are bad, times are tough, times are deplorable, and I just don't know how I'm going to get by. And we walk around singing that same defeated old song. The world is singing, bless God, they're playing on the radios and on the TVs and everything else, and people are living this trash. I'm going to tell you today, I serve a God who says, I have put favor on you. And if God put favor on me, then bless God, I'm going to live the favored life. I'm going to live the abundant life. I'm going to live the blessed life, because that's the life that God has for His children. Amen. Faith says the just shall live by faith. Faith in God today never fails, friend. And don't let your feelings rob you today. You're not saved by your feelings. I didn't get up this morning thinking, I don't feel saved today. I'm glad I don't base it on my feelings. I'm glad I'm basing it on the facts of what He has said. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. That's what this says. That's what He says. That's what He'll do. Amen. And so, I today don't operate in the issue of my feelings. Last week, I didn't feel too hot. I don't know what hit me, but bless God, I tell you what, I felt like it was two semis. Amen. I don't know where that junk came from, but I'm glad it's getting out of here. Amen. But God gave me the grace. You know, it had been very easy for me last Sunday, the way I felt, man, to just say, hey, let's forget it. I'm going to stay home in bed like most Baptist people do on Sundays when they got a little fingernail on my little pinky. It hurts. Look, got a little hangnail. I hung it on some. I got to stay. Oh, please kiss it and make it. No. God gave me the strength to stand in this pulpit and to preach Sunday morning. Twice, and to preach Sunday night with the same fire and intensity. This week was a rough week, this past week. But, and you know, the devil, he'll plant every thought he can plant in your mind. He'll have you thinking everything that you can have and got, and what he wants you to have, and he wants you to receive it. I said, shut your mouth. As the woman said, hearing a commercial that came out a few years ago, I don't know how real it was, I ain't got no time for that. I'm telling you, God's got something bigger for us. We get controlled by our feelings. And God gave me the strength to rise up and to proclaim His message and His Word. See, today, you're saved by the fact of the faith that you've got in God today. You're not saved on your feelings. You have been delivered today by your feelings. You've been delivered by Almighty God. You understand what God has provided? Let me give them to you in three words, or three bullets, if you would. One is the power of His Word. He is giving you the power of His Word. If you're not in the Word, then you're missing the mark. You're missing the target. You're missing the blessing. Well, preacher, I bring my Bible to church. And I just try to look just as sanctimonious and holy and pious as I can look. That's the problem. You're trying to look something that you ain't. Because you're not in the Word. See, you need this. Come on. You need this. You need this. God didn't write it to just give a book. God wrote it to give power to your life. And so therefore today, we need the power today of His Word. We also need the strength of His name. For His name is a name that is above every name. Oh, to proclaim the name of Jesus. To just declare how great His name is and what His name can do. You can go through all the names of God that is found throughout the pages of God's Word. And in every name is every provision that you'll ever need in life. Amen. And then we find the atoning of His blood. So you've got the power of His Word, the strength of His name, and the atoning of His blood. I'm glad, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. We live in a culture today that is mastered hiding their feelings. We're trying to overcome feelings, but we don't know even how to deal with the feelings that we've got.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.